This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian protest camp at the University of California in Los Angeles. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Demonstrators on both sides sprayed each other with unknown substances and fights broke out. Calm was later restored after police arrived on the scene. The violence followed an announcement on Tuesday by UCLA administrators that the encampment was unlawful and violated university policy. The school's chancellor said it included people unaffiliated with the campus, though he provided no evidence of the presence of outsiders. The October 7th attack on southern Israel by Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip and the ensuing Israeli offensive on the Palestinian enclave have unleashed the biggest outpouring of U.S. student activism since the anti-racism protests of 2020.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel's ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in the European nation of Georgia have moved a step closer to passing a law that critics fear will stifle media freedom and endanger the country's European Union membership bid. Tens of thousands of residents in the capital, Tbilisi, have marched for days against the bill. Opposition party leader Alain Kashdaria says it's about more than just a law.
The oligarch has made it clear it's a geopolitical shift by Georgian dream to drag back Georgia into Russian influence and to close the European future. But the thing is that the majority of this country wants the opposite.
Dozens of people were arrested in the latest rallies. Police used water cannons, tear gas, and pepper spray against the demonstrators. Protesters denounced the bill as the Russian law because neighboring Russia uses similar legislation to stigmatize independent news media and organizations critical of the Kremlin. A third and final reading of the bill is ahead. The U.S. State Department released a statement Wednesday condemning the bill's advancement, calling it Kremlin-inspired foreign influence. A surprise announcement that revealed Haiti's new prime minister is dividing a recently installed transitional council tasked with choosing new leaders for the gang-riddled Caribbean country. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Four of seven council members with voting power said Tuesday that they had chosen Fritz Belizaire as prime minister. Many Haitians were taken aback by their declaration and unexpected political alliance. The council members who oppose Belizaire are now weighing options, including fighting the decision or resigning from the council. Belizaire served as Haiti sports minister from 2006 to 2011. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials with the Kenyan government and the Red Cross said Wednesday that floods and landslides across the East African country have killed more than 180 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes. Dozens have also been killed in neighboring Tanzania and Burundi. More rain is expected in Kenya in the coming days, according to the country's meteorological department. Torrential rain and floods have destroyed homes, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure across the region. In Kitengela, about 20 miles from the capital, Nairobi, Kenya Red Cross workers on Wednesday were helping rescue those marooned by floodwaters. The death toll in Kenya exceeds that from floods triggered by the El Nino weather phenomenon late last year. Those rains followed the worst drought in large parts of East Africa in decades.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. This is Richard Green for VOA News.